Stand by, please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. His words will hide my heart, that my sin is gone. I pledge allegiance to Christ's life and to the Savior whose kingdom is near. One Savior, crucified, risen and come again, life and liberty for all the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. All right. Davy texted me this morning, said that she wasn't feeling good. We need to pray for her son, not her son, her brother. He's been in the hospital. And also Miss Dorothy, she fell and broke her hip and her leg. You know, the little lady that used to come with Davy. Like to make the reefs. So let's pray for her and Debbie's brother. Okay. Caleb Morgan, Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol, Denise and Carol Buff, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Strantz, Titus Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggart family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Sammy, Carolyn Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Layla Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penland, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike Delane, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Mary Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Rick Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pahe, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Bubb, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, and Ernie Buck. Is there anything that needs to be added or took away from the list? Okay, remember on March 2nd, Caleb's going to come and present his ministry to us. Okay? It'll be on Sunday morning. All right. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning?
Just thankful for saving me. Thank you for all these blessings.
Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me too. And I want to thank the Lord for everything He died for me, for us, for I always take care of us and I always be there.
Amen. Got much to be in prayer for as well. The Lord answered a lot of prayers for us this week, and I just want to take a moment and thank Him for what He's done. Amen. All right, all can of looks, come and pray. Trenton Lee's office.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for another day, for your goodness, Lord, that you're God, besides you there is no other, Lord, that you did make the heavens and the earth and all this made, Lord, you made it for your good pleasure, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that you made man in your image, and Lord, promised them a Savior and sent him, Lord, and your Son, Lord, when he fallen, with no help and no hope for him, Lord, that Jesus come and died and gave his life, Lord, for us to take our place, Lord, and bear our sins in his body and become sin, Lord. And thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that he rose again, Lord, and accepted and put his blood on the mercy seat, Lord, and sat down. Lord, he finished the work. We thank you, Lord, that we can be saved and have a relationship with you, Lord, that you sent your Spirit to convict us and draw us and lead us, Lord God, have a relationship with him, Lord. We thank you for your word, giving us the truth, Lord. We pray and we thank you for calling out people to love you, Lord, for preachers to preach and proclaim your holy truth and tell us, Lord, the good news. We pray you give us all a greater desire to tell others, Lord, to pray for others, Lord. There's so many people out there, Lord, that don't know you, neighbors and friends and family members, Lord, lost and going to hell, Lord. Some of our own family members, Lord, out of church, Lord God, lost the fellowship with you, Lord, and turned to the things of the world, Lord. We just pray that you move in their hearts, Lord, open their eyes, reveal to them, Lord, that you're the only way, Lord. There's none better, none greater, Lord, to have a relationship with you, Lord, if it look to you and trust in you, Lord. We just pray that you help our families, Lord, and give us a desire to pray for them, Lord. Help us the reading of your word, teach us, lead us, Lord God. Help us to love one another, Lord, in part sometimes to love. And Lord, it's hard to believe and to wait upon you, Lord, and help us to be thankful, Lord. Appreciate what you've done for us, Lord. We pray you bless the service, help the preacher today, Lord, touch you. Lord, help us to receive it for Jesus' sake. Lord, bless us soon, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sun glad morning when this time is old, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shores. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. and by, I'll fly away.
Amen.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, I will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join a happy land. No tears in heaven spare, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain are all that flow. No tears out there, no tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting, waiting up yonder, when we shall spend the endless day. There with our Savior will be forever, when no more sorrow can dismay. No tears in heaven spare, no tears, no tears out there, sorrow and pain are all that flow. No tears in heaven spare, no tears, no tears out there, no tears in heaven will be known. Some morning yonder we'll cease to ponder o'er things this life are all of me. All will be clearer, loved ones be dearer, in heaven where all things be new. No tears in heaven spare, no tears, no tears out there, sorrow and pain are all that flow. No tears in heaven spare, no tears, no tears out there, no tears in heaven will be known.
Steadfast hope, and my will be loathed.
be Nero, a Nero blessing, Lord, to the cross that hath died. Drive me Nero, a Nero blessing, Lord, to the precious bleeding side. All the pure delight, all the things we are, that before that throne I spend. When I need a prayer, and with thee, my Lord, I commune with friends, with friends. Bring me Nero, a Nero blessing, Lord, to the cross that has died. Bring me Nero, a Nero blessing, Lord, to the precious bleeding side. There are death, oh Lord, there can't. They cannot know till the cross they near us see. There I hide so just that I may not breathe till I rest in peace with you. Drive me nearer, a nearer blessing, Lord, to the cross that I die. Drive me nearer, a Nero blessing, Lord, to that pressure of bleeding side.
Sing it that one that we try.
Nothing with more splendor does. to be seen, to care about you. We heavenly Father above, eyes filled with mercy and heart with love. He really cares when you and bow and love. Consider the living and there you will know.
One more, one more.
De rol escalapeando a vida.
Cuando la trompeta suene en aquel día final y que el alma eterna rompe en claridad, cuando las naciones salvan a su patria llegará y ella se pase lista, yo estaré. Cuando allá se pase lista, 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 yo estaré en aquel día sin nieblas, en que muerte ya no habrá, y su gloria el Salvador impartirá. Cuando los llamados entren a su celestial hogar, y que se pase lista, yo estaré. Cuando allá se pase lista, cuando allá se pase lista, cuando allá se pase lista, en mi nombre yo feliz responderé. Trabajad por el Maestro desde el alba al deslumbrar, siempre hablemos de su amor y su bondad. Cuando todo aquel parezca y nuestra obra se sella, y desea pasar de lista, yo estaré. Cuando allá se pase lista, cuando allá se pase lista, cuando allá se pase lista, a mi nombre yo feliz responderé.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I You will cut me. You try to run away.
To be back in the house of the Lord again this morning.
Amen.
To turn your Bibles this morning to the book of Job, chapter 1. Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Raise your hands, pray for us.
Lord, we just thank you for your word. Lord, we pray your honor. Lord, we just pray for business your truth. Lord, what a privilege and honor to have your word. Lord, what you say, how you want us to be, Lord God, how you are, Lord, and what you think of us, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we just pray to be able to preach in the morning, the music, bring the word you have to bring the Lord to your son. Help us to receive it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thought this morning is a perfect and upright man. How many of us fall into that category? Perfect and upright person. Well, we don't think so, do we? I mean, I look and you know, what the Bible says is true about me. My righteousness is as filthy rags.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't find one thing that I've done absolutely perfect this week. Nothing. Nope. But still, we look at a man here that God says that he is perfect and upright. And, you know, we think to ourselves, church, why can't we be that way? Why can't we be that way? Because we're not looking at it in the right way. And think about it. We're looking at this in the eyes of the flesh. We see all the wrong that we do. We see all of our shortcomings. And when we do manage to do something right, we don't want to give ourselves credit for it. Or, you know, we might give ourselves credit for something that we do or don't do. And, you know, it's just, we're looking at this thing of life in the wrong direction. And I kind of want to point that out this morning because this is the way God kind of showed it to me. All right, you know, we know God is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Which goes in that order. God is the head. Jesus is the Son. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And it has a particular way in which it works. Alright, the Holy Spirit has its own job to do. And what is that? It is the line that we use to get to Jesus.
Yeah.
His Spirit is the way that we pray to Jesus, which takes what we pray from, you know, from the Holy Ghost. And he gives it to the Lord. The Bible teaches us, hey, No man comes before the Father but by who?
By me.
By me. And we can see that in prayer, because we pray in the Spirit, to the Spirit, which takes us to Jesus, which is our advocate, to the Father. Everybody agree with that?
Amen.
Amen. Now, man has a trinity, a spirit, a soul, and, of course, this thing that we put at the top, this old flesh. Folks, this old flesh don't supposed to be at the top. That soul is at the top.
Yeah.
That soul is the thing that God, that's what God has tributed to each and every one of us. We got part of our mommies, we got part of our daddies. But we also have a part from God, which is the soul.
Amen. Amen.
That wonderful thing that makes us who we are. People don't consider their soul. All they look at is the dirt. All we look at is this flesh. And when we say that, we, you know, I can't be perfect upright, we're looking and saying that because we're looking at it from the fleshly point of view. Right? And then there's our spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Just like the spirit is the thing that God uses between us and God, that spirit is what is used between our flesh and our soul. That this flesh can't pray. Oh, we can mumble words. Then the spirit that lives within us takes those words and conveniently, you know, it goes through the soul into the Holy Spirit. The soul is what's going to pray. This flesh don't know how to pray. When we sit down and read our Bible, folks, and we study, that spirit and that soul, you translate that back to that flesh in a way that he can understand somewhat. Do I completely understand 100% everything that's written in the Bible? No. I do not understand all of it. God gives me what I need. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And when I need something, like this morning, I have always read this and I'm like, I cannot be perfect and upright. I can't be perfect in this flesh. No. But I want to tell you something, that soul that lives on the inside can. And I think this is what the Bible is describing about Job. It's not the flesh, but that soul that lives on the inside, because it focuses its life on God. I'm not perfect upright in the flesh, but my soul that has been saved and it has the Holy Ghost of God to lead and guide it. You see what I'm saying this morning, church? That soul, that thing that lives on the inside, which comes from God.
Amen.
We read where it says, I am in Him, and He is in me, and we are in the Father.
Amen.
I think it's the soul that he's talking about there. That thing that lives, that thing that comes from God. But because that soul is in Jesus, it's on the soul mind. Because that's who I am. That soul is who I am. All you're seeing is the outside housing. Now, I'm going to use this as an example. You can take an old rust bucket car. I mean, the fenders are so many holes in it, you can throw a baseball through the side of it. And it'd come out the other side. But if you put a brand new motor, transmission, rear end in that car, what's on the inside is what matters. You understand what I'm saying? That where the power comes from is what matters. Yep. Yeah, this old flesh ain't nothing but a rusted out old 57 Chevrolet you can throw a rock through. But glory to God, on the inside there's something that has the power of God in it. And that, my friend, is what can be perfect and upright. That's the part that can screw evil.
Amen.
That's the part that can totally live for God.
Amen.
And not sin. His flesh is weak. It lets every little thing get in the way. But that soul, soul and spirit that lives on the inside, it has a longing for God.
Amen.
For the things of God. It's what's driven you this morning to be here in the house of God. That flesh would just want to lay in the bed. Love that soul that lives on the inside is who you really are. And that's what needs to be driving your life. But we got it backwards, like I said. We let our flesh drive our life.
Yep.
It ain't supposed to be driving our life. Hey, it's dead. What's on the inside is what we need to let lead our lives. Let that that lives on the inside, that soul that comes from God, let that be the center of your life as far as who you are.
Amen.
Mankind's got it all mixed up. Probably the biggest majority of the Christians in the world today. They're sitting in the house of God wondering why they can't worship. It's because they're trying to do it in the flesh. We need to let that soul that lives on the inside lead in worship. Set this old flesh to the side. Soul and the spirit on the inside of us is what's going to allow us to worship God here today. It's going to be, that's what it's going to take. That's what we're going to have to do. Let it lead our lives. And then whenever we get into these little problems that we get into, then it's going to have the driving force to say, look, I'm following God and I'm just going to wait on Him. No matter what. When he tells me, my soul, me, who I am, what to do, then everything will be fine.
Amen.
But what I'm trying to do here is this morning is to teach you, to show you what God has showed me this morning, to let the old flesh just lie. And quit living from the outside in, but live from the inside out.
Amen.
Let God have full control of that spirit and soul that's within you. The flesh will be outnumbered 3-1. You say 3-1? Yeah. Your spirit, your soul, and God.
Yep. Amen.
I thank Joe done it, I think it was what was, it wasn't what was on the outside. If you go to reading down through here, you're going to find out that on the outside was sitting on a dung pile scraping his sores.
Yep.
But what was on the inside was saying, hey, I'm going on for the glory of God. It don't matter if times are bad. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, hey, I'll worship God in the bad times right along with I worship Him in the good times. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we need this morning, church? Is to reverse what we're thinking. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I was in college, they sent us a bunch of greasy mechanics. They didn't. We were supposed to be taking a small business class. You know, to teach us how to run our garages if we had one. They didn't have enough of us greasy mechanics to run that thing and pay for it. So they stuck us in a psychology class. Yeah, I took psychology in college. And I learned some. I learned a lot. And I still use it today in my life. And one thing that I have learned, that a positive attitude gets more done than a negative. And where does positive attitude come from? Because of God.
Yeah.
If you've got negativity in your life, it's the devil trying to trip you over. God ain't going to send negative thoughts to you. Doubt. All that comes from the devil. Mm-hmm. And where does he play with it on? The flesh.
Yeah.
He plays with it with the flesh. But God don't work as much with the flesh as he does with the spirit and the soul that's on the inside, because that's where he begins. God shows the spirit and soul that lives on the inside what needs to be done, and it relates to the flesh. Look, this is what God said we need to do. So the old flesh just bows over and does what the spirit and the soul tells it to do. And what happens? God blesses.
Amen.
Tell me, church, how many of you this week has had a blessing from God?
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you. He has blessed me to death this week. You know, I told little Emily, I seen my little niece Emily Thursday night. And I told her, I said, you know, I've got old Joe. It just seems like, man, everything, if it can be tore up, it's tore up. If there's an issue, then, you know, it's happened. And she said, what are you going to do? Just going to put my faith in God and I'm going to trust Him and I'm going to go on. But church, that's what we need to do.
Amen.
There is nothing that happens in this world that I can control. Nope. I can't control it, but God can.
Amen.
And, you know, He has solutions to the problem.
Amen.
Amen. Folks, we need to change the way we look at ourselves. We need to let that inner man that has been saved by God. We need to listen to Him and go by His leading guidance, because He's following God. His flesh wants to chase, hey, it wants to chase every little pretty thing that's a flashing around out there in that world.
Yeah.
If it's pretty, it's going to fly. It's going to go for it.
Yep.
Regardless of what it is. But folks, that soul that lives on the inside, it is begging for you to let it have control. that is being led by God. It needs to be your focus point in your life for yourself. Now, I'm talking about being yourself. Now, God's first and always. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm not saying put yourself before God. What I'm saying is, within our Trinity, we need to put things the way they should be. The soul, the spirit, and the flesh. Just like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, it should be the soul, the spirit, and then the flesh. When we come to realize that we're falling in life, we're falling the wrong part of the Trinity and ourselves, and get on track and follow and let the inside, that spirit, that soul that lives in there, let it do the leading, guiding in our lives. We're going to find that we're going to have less need about ourselves and Pepto-Bismol. Amen? There's going to be a lot less worry. There's going to be less sleepless nights. You know, it's a strange thing. Had let me know that he had a hard night Thursday night sleeping. I'm going to tell you something, brother. I was glad you texted me because I didn't sleep either. I had a lot of things that I was allowing. I don't know if you'd say it was the devil allowing or me, just this old flesh allowing it to worry me needlessly. I lost some good sleep over nothing. Because the next day, God took care of it all. He took care of it. And if I'd have just listened to that soul, that spirit that lives on the inside, I could have just laid down and went to sleep and forgot about it. Folks, I beg of you, go somewhere today and sit down and just think about this message and what was said. And ask yourself, who am I letting prioritize my life? The soul or the flesh? I chose the soul. Because I want something that's close to God leading my life.
Amen.
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 This flesh, it'll go, like I said, it'll go for every little shiny thing that goes on out there in that world. It'll be right there with it. It likes the pleasures of this world. It likes the pleasures of sin. But that which is on the inside, it is saved by the almighty graces of God. It has a different way of thinking and a different way of looking on the world. Amen?
Amen.
That's all I've got for today. Anybody got anything on their heart? Okay. Yep, no. We're trying to pray. See you at 5 o'clock.
We'll go see you back. By her birthday?
Oh, yeah, I sang happy birthday Christie right quick. I done forgot. All right, you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. And don't let me forget, next week is Betty's birthday.
Next week is Betty's birthday?
Yeah, hers is tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Take care.
All right, you too.
Looks like I'm going to be a good day today.
Wind's blowing.
Yep. All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Or we can go Segway, or we can go that Spanish place, but I don't think you don't like Spanish.
But we can't handle the spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cut off. That's the reason why it's... Okay, let's see.
See?
Yeah, Akita's is fine, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I'm way outside, okay?
Okay, she'll be done here in a minute.
Yeah, Christy is in the bathroom.
Oh, the camera's still on. Good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right. Prayer list. Caleb Morgan. Joseph Smith. Dean. Teresa Smith. Dale. Denise and Carol Bubb. Donnie Chapman. Andrew Morgan. Kenny Brown. Jordan Swans. Gladys Keegan. Children's Home in India. Betty Winstead. Christy Morgan. Debbie. Maddie. Dorothy. Taggett family. Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jim Paul, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Sammy, Carolyn Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penn, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike Delaney, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelley Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scott, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann and family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potheat, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff. And it's also to remember my neighbor. Did she say her name was? Jamie. Was that it right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear her good.
Jamie, her and her husband. Her husband's having really bad problems with his back. With his back and his neck, shoulder, shoulder. So, just remember them. Does anybody got anything to add to or take away from the list?
That's Solison.
Yes, just remember Solison. Danny. Anything on your heart tonight?
I'd like to thank the Lord for family and thank you for all these blessings. I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, and I want to thank the Lord for giving us a good Sunday today.
Amen.
I would like to thank the Lord for saving me as well.
Amen.
Well, thank the Lord for saving me and letting me be here this evening. Appreciate watching over us during the storms and stuff, and you know, just keeping everything safe. And remember our pastor, if you would. I think he's traveling right now. I think he said he was going to leave today to take a little trip. So just pray for to help him and walk with him. And just pray the Lord's will be done with whatever weather we might be looking at this week. And we're talking about maybe some snow and stuff. Just pray to God, you know, watch over everybody in that.
Anyone else? Okay. No, Ken Lewis coming first.
Things that they face. I pray that you help all those that were mentioned tonight for prayer. wisdom and understanding to the leaders of Israel, and God, that you would make yourself known to them, Lord. God, that they would see you for who you truly are, Lord. God, we just pray that, as the Apostle John prayed in the end of Revelation, Lord, even so, come, Lord Jesus, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, go there so fast.
Yeah.
in the farm. We in the farm hungry. I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, for letting me come back to church tonight.
Hey.
Amen. Jesus, give me near the birth. It is precious fountain, free to all a healing stream. From God be mountain. And the cross be my glory ever. Raised beyond the river, near the cross, a trembling soul, Lord, thou mercy found on me. There the bright morning star shipped beyond our
the war and the powers of duty is a war to the close of the day. I shall see the green king and his beauty when I go the last mile the way. When I go the last mile.
All right, if you'll turn your Bibles tonight to the book of Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter, Nine. Acts chapter 9. We're going to start reading in verse 10. Start reading. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus. named Ananias. To him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street, which is called Straight, and require in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed, and he has seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared upon thee in the way, as thou comest, he has sent me that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately they fell off his eyes, as it were had been scaled, and he received his sight, went forth and rose, and was baptized. Preacher, have you prayed for us?
Lord, just thank you for your word. Lord, we just pray you help us. We need you, Lord, move in our hearts, and help us, Lord, to draw near to you and get what you have for us this evening, Lord, that you touch the preacher and feel it, use him for your glory, Lord, to magnify your son. We just pray that you be glorified in us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. My thought tonight is the faith of Ananias. Church, many things happen in our lives. Some things come unexpectedly, and sometimes God tells us right up front before it happens. And I experienced this week. God told me something was going to happen. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want that. I'm happy, content where I'm at. But God says you must move. And that's what he did that night, Thursday night. What he told me was going to happen, happened. Not a bad thing. It's just something I'd rather really not have done. But I knew it was a calling from God to do so. Not of man, but of God. To be in the position that I was put in. Now, most of you know that I work with the Republican Party. And that in the last 2 years, I have been the secretary of our precinct. I was chosen to be, and I'm going to say by God, the head chair of that precinct in Maine. And you know, God bless me, because the second chair is also a Baptist preacher. First and second chair, both of us are preachers of Baptist churches. And I thank God for the opportunity he has given me to try to instill in the people that we work with the importance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
to try to put a little bit of God back in a place where there is no God.
Yeah, amen.
You know, we send missionaries to countries. I mean, you look, here in a few weeks, Caleb's going to be with us on March 2nd. A young man who ain't even a preacher is going to go to China to spread the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, we send men. I mean, look, you know, Brother Reed, him and his son, they spread the gospel to a bunch of people over in Bulgaria. Romania. That nobody else, the people around them don't even want. But they go in there and show those people that God loves them.
Amen.
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 So I guess my mission field is here in Catawba County.
Amen.
To show people that God can still be a part. They don't have to cast him out.
Amen.
But we look here tonight at Ananias. And what do we see? He, you know, God come to Ananias and said, look, you need to go to this place, to this house, and look for this man. And what was the first thing that come out of Ananias' mouth? Well, Lord, I've heard about him. He is a dangerous man. He can kill me. But then God reassures him and shows him what? That Saul of Tarsus is indeed a changed man.
Yeah.
That he's looking for you. He's waiting on you to come. Because he has also seen a vision of you coming to help him. Mm-hmm. Just as you see this vision, that I'm sending you to him. I'm going to tell you something. God works on both ends of everything that he does.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sending me there that night and sending Brother Don there that night for us to join forces to try our very best to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in a group of people. Most of them don't even know who Jesus is. And I'm going to tell you something, church. Just like Ananias here went and done what God wanted him to do, I'm going to try my best to work this out through God's help.
Yeah.
To open these people's eyes. That the only way that what they're going to get accomplished in our government is to bring God back into it.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't believe in this separation of the church and the state.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because the state, I'm going to tell you something. Our leaders in this country, they need God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And you say, well, prove to me that they need God. Look at the mess that we had in the last administration.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
The ungodliness that went on.
Yeah.
The things that they were doing, that we had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah.
And there's still stuff. Church, if we knew, there's things if we only knew, it would scare us to death.
Yeah.
That these people are doing. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Our government needs God.
Yes, amen. Amen.
The leaders of our country need God.
Amen.
We got a mission field right here in our own country.
Amen.
A group of people that needs God.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's going to take Christians stepping up and saying, look, yeah, things are bad. Things are terrible. But I'm going to tell you something. Folks, I've got a God that can.
Yes, amen.
I mean, you look at Saul of Tarsus. He was one of the most evilest men in that time.
Yep.
I mean, he was actually he would lift his voice up against people and then have them killed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, professing the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
He was an evil man. And look what happened to him on the road to Damascus. He was struck down blind by Jesus.
Yeah.
That man was saved and called to preach all at the same time.
Yeah.
If God can save a man like Saul of Tarsus, can you save some of these people here in the United States that need to be saved?
Yeah.
Amen.
Folks, Ananias had the faith and the trust to believe that God was going to take care of him when he faced Saul of Tarsus. Mm-hmm. And I got the faith enough to believe that God is going to take care of me in my journey.
Amen.
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 I believe that with all my heart. All the precinct meetings that I have been to in my precinct, they start out with a salute to the North Carolina flag and a pledge to the American flag. But they never prayed one time. Mm. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. That's going to change.
Yeah.
The first thing that's going to happen is prayer.
Amen.
Now, I have to admit, when you go to the Catawba County, the big meet with the you know, your board, now they do pray. The question is, the one praying, can you get a hold of God? It's like I told you this morning, church. Praying is a special thing.
Yeah.
It's your spirit lining up with God's spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that spirit taking it to Jesus and then Jesus taking it to the Father.
Amen.
You can sit there and say all the prayer words you want. If it ain't getting no higher than the ceiling, then what good is it?
Right.
Yep.
Amen. It's just words.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just words that are spoke without any feeling or any meaning.
Amen.
Ananias here, his faith. I look at his faith because he trusted the Lord. You know, I'm not going into a place where I think they're going to kill me.
Yeah.
I mean, they might run me off, but they're not going to kill me. Ananias here, he was going before someone who had a reputation of, you know, fooling and tricking people into professing that they're a Christian and then binding them and carrying them off to Jerusalem to be tried.
Yep.
Look at his faith. Yeah, man had a little doubts, didn't he?
Yep.
But he overcome them through the help of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 I don't understand, you know, and we don't understand. Sometimes we don't understand why God puts us into places that he puts us. To do the job that he has to do. But, you know, it's just like Ananias here. He didn't understand. He didn't understand what was going to come of Saul Tarsus. God's going to change his name to Paul. And we're looking at a man that wrote most of our Old Testament. Or excuse me, New Testament. I meant New Testament. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of this that is written, these letters,
yeah,
to these churches, was done by Saul of Tarsus, a.k.a. Paul.
Yeah.
Look what that man did. I think the good that he done is well outweighed the bad that he had done in his youth. Now, you know, all that he done within his youth was under blood.
Yeah.
You know, this is after the, you know, this is after the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, these people were under grace just like us. But if we allow God to use us in the way that He wants us to be used, God can do some wonderful things.
Amen.
Amen.
Folks, all it takes is us saying, hey, look, God, here I am. Make me useful and use me. Mm-hmm. And I told the Lord that a long time ago. He's used me in a lot of different things. Seems like now he's sending me into the buyer's bin. But that's all right. I trust the Lord. And I pray that He uses me in my way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Just like Ananias here. Ananias is only knowing one thing. It's, you know, it's really all it takes about Ananias. Is right here.
Yeah.
What he done with Paul. But it was a great work.
Amen.
It was a great work.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I couldn't honestly, you know, I was trying to find scriptures to go with what the thought was tonight, and this was the man that God put on my heart. His faith. He trusted God when everything that was in him was telling him, is, you know, hey, you back up.
Yeah.
Hey, you think about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks, pray for me.
Amen.
That God uses me in a mighty way in there.
Amen.
We can get a, you know, if we could just get a little bit of God in each little here and yonder. We could just get him in, get his foot in the door.
Amen.
Yeah.
How much better things are going to be.
Amen.
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 That's all I got for tonight. Anybody got anything on your heart? Okay. If not.